UK minister vows zero tolerance for foreign-backed repression after assault on Falun Gong practitioner in London. British Minister of State for Security Dan Jarvis has said that any foreign state-directed crime against individuals in the UK would not be tolerated, following an assault on a Falun Gong practitioner in central London that raised concerns about Beijing's transnational repression. Jarvis made the remarks in an April 15 letter, seen by the Epoch Times, in response to a March email from Lord Alton of Liverpool, who had raised the case on behalf of Liu Wei, director of the Falun Dafa Association in the UK. The victim, Zhang Chunping, was assaulted outside the British Museum in late February, and police have since opened an investigation. I want to express my sympathy to Mrs. Chunping Zhang and to reaffirm, in the strongest possible terms, that any attempt to intimidate, harass, or harm people on UK soil is wholly unacceptable and will never be tolerated. Falun Gong practitioners, like all communities in the UK, are entitled to practice their beliefs peacefully and without fear, Jarvis wrote. Jarvis said he was aware of the police investigation, but it would not be appropriate for him to comment on specifics. He assured Lord Alton, who chairs the British Parliament's Joint Committee on Human Rights, that such matters are taken extremely seriously. Zhang was among several Falun Gong practitioners who regularly gathered outside the British Museum's gate to raise awareness of the Chinese regime's brutality toward their faith in China. They would display posters and speak with passersby, particularly Chinese tourists. On February 23, Zhang was allegedly assaulted by a male bus driver transporting Chinese tourists. She said he grabbed her phone, threw it away, strangled her neck, punched her in the face, pushed her to the ground, and then continued to beat her repeatedly. According to Zhang, the assault left bruises on her face, neck, and hand. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, was introduced to the public in 1992. It is a spiritual practice that involves meditative exercises and moral teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Falun Gong practitioners in China have faced severe persecution since 1999, when the Chinese Communist Party launched a nationwide campaign seeking to eradicate the practice. Many have been detained in prisons, labor camps, and other facilities, where they have endured torture and other forms of inhumane treatment. Some have become victims of China's state-sanctioned practice of forced organ harvesting. Zhang's case is not isolated. Other Falun Gong practitioners outside of China have reported assaults, harassment, and threats, fueling concerns about the CCP's use of transnational repression beyond its borders. Regarding transnational repression, Jarvis wrote in the letter that the British government has taken measures to ensure appropriate responses, such as establishing a dedicated team within the Home Office and providing training to all 45 territorial police forces. The government takes the protection of individuals' rights, freedoms, and safety very seriously. Any foreign state-directed crime against an individual in the UK will never be tolerated, Jarvis wrote. Concerns raised. A cross-party group of members of Parliament has also raised concerns about the February 23 incident, according to statements seen by the Epoch Times. Preet Kaur Gill, an MP from the UK's Labour Party, said in a letter dated April 2 that she was very concerned about the incident. The safety and security of individuals in the United Kingdom is of the utmost importance. Any attempts by a foreign state to coerce, intimidate, harass, or harm individuals on UK soil are considered a threat to our national security and sovereignty, and will never be tolerated, wrote Gill, quoting a Home Office spokesperson. Labour MP Joe Platt said in a statement that she recognised the seriousness of the incident. Ensuring that the UK remains a safe place for freedom of expression, belief and peaceful assembly is essential, Platt wrote. Labour MP Sarah Russell said she was deeply concerned about what happened to Zhang. Any act of violence or threat made against individuals lawfully exercising their right to peaceful expression is completely unacceptable. The fact that the Metropolitan Police have opened a criminal investigation is important, and it is right that this matter is pursued fully so that those responsible can be held to account, Russell wrote in a statement. Labour MP Ferial Clark said in a statement that she was aware of concerns about the safety of individuals in the UK who may be at risk of coercion, intimidation, or harassment linked to foreign state activity. Freedom of religion or belief is a fundamental human right that sits at the heart of the UK's wider human rights approach, Clark wrote, quoting fellow Labour MP Chris Elmore, who also serves as Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State. Labour MP Patricia Ferguson said in a statement that the treatment of communities such as Uyghur Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, or Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese party is deeply concerning and should be treated with the utmost seriousness. Mark Pritchard, an MP from the Conservative Party, said in a statement that he was aware of the police investigation. The freedom to practice or share one's faith or belief without discrimination or violent opposition is a human right, Pritchard wrote. Cameron Thomas, an MP from the Liberal Democrats, also expressed his deep concern. Both Mr. Thomas and the Liberal Democrats are deeply concerned by the increasingly assertive actions of the Chinese state on British soil and around the world, Thomas's office said in a statement. Please be assured that Mr. Thomas fully understands the threat China poses to our democracy, at home and abroad, and will continue to push the government to defend our freedoms and interests.